The uncompromising heat may have you thinking of cooler times ahead. Let me give you another reason to anticipate the fall. The annual Oxford American Music is scheduled to hit stands December 1st. This year, like the previous three editions of the music issue, the magazine will be devoted to a single state. The 2012 edition is going to concentrate on Louisiana. The guest editor for the issue is Alex Rawls, a man who has covered Louisiana music for some time and recently ended a tenure as editor of one of the best magazines on the planet, Offbeat. He's also written for Spin, Rolling Stone, The Los Angeles Times, Village Voice, the late lamented No Depression magazine, as well as other publications. He's the man behind the blog My Spilt Milk, that covers music, food, culture, and more. Alex Rawls is with me on the phone from New Orleans. Alex, I appreciate your time to talk about the next music issue of Oxford American.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
Well, it's one CD. It's 100 or so pages. And you can't sum up what Louisiana means to music and vice versa in that amount of space. I guess that's what it means to be an editor?
That's the challenge. And it's a really exciting challenge, particularly in this case, because the history of the Oxford American and its music issue, and the fact that it has traditionally looked in non-traditional corners for music-related stories, says that we can tell a story that may not have been told before. Right now, we're just in the first phases, and everything is on the board. Dr. John is as on the board as a ninth ward band, electronica band. Everything is out there. Everything is equally possible. So right now we're in the phase of deciding, how do you tell the story? And to a great degree, I want there to be stories that we don't expect. One of the things that I take from the previous issues of the magazine, and I think it's a really great direction, I want there to be discovery. I want people, whether you're from New Orleans, whether you're from Louisiana, whether you've followed it all your life, I want there to be songs in there you haven't heard. I want there to be songs by artists you know, but you didn't know that song. Something that lets you hear Louisiana music in a different way, something that makes some kind of suggestion that that people need to know about the state, about its art, about the breadth of its art, about the breadth of its music, about where it stands in the world historically or where it stands today. And so right now it's pretty exciting to sort of put it out there to America's writers and say, who's got cool ideas? What story do you see? What story moves you? And use that as sort of our starting place.
For people who are not from New Orleans or don't live there, if you ask them about music, you think of Zydeco and jazz and Irma Thomas, brass, maybe bounce, and then you think of Jerry Lee Lewis. But Louisiana is not just New Orleans. There's Louisiana north of Baton Rouge, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's so much that this is, historically, this is a good blues state. When you get to North Louisiana, there's more blues up there. You also have a very different scene up there. You've also had historically the Louisiana Hayride, which was years ago the Grand Ole Opry, sort of rowdier cousin. And the artists that didn't make the cut at the Opry because they were too rowdy, too electric, weren't sufficiently genteel in some way, they made their way to Shreveport, and so we're on the Hayride. So that's a whole tradition to explore. When you get into South Louisiana, that one of the things that people don't always think about is that there was a time where the line between West Louisiana and East Texas was a pretty fluid one. And there would be Cajun bands that had a fair amount of Western swing in what they did, and Western swing bands that had some Cajun in them. And so that's a whole tradition we don't think much about. And certainly swamp pop is a fascinating genre, one that people don't, the name doesn't say what you're about to get. I mean, here people say, the swamp pop is what happens when Domino meets Zydeco. And it really is. Left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California on my mind. I sat on that Greyhound rolling out of Raleigh, born across Caroline. We stopped in Charlotte, we bypassed Rock Hill, we never once a minute late. 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia State. Right away, I bought me a through train. Swamp Pop, when you hear good stuff, you're dialing the clock back to about 1961, and you're having people who are playing really classic traditional R&B, really sort of fast domino-oriented stuff, and playing it sometimes with a little more Zydeco beat. Often it just sounds like someone dialed, like you walked into a time machine. And I'm fascinated with where we are now, that with a lot of the, as electronic music is a part of Louisiana, it's like it's a part of it everywhere. But there are versions of it that are distinctive to hear, I think. And so one of the things I think we want to be conscious of is the breadth of music and how it either speaks to Louisiana in terms of how it's performed here, or what it says about how Louisiana relates to the rest of the country, how the traditions here relate to versions of the musical traditions elsewhere. So it seems we've got a pretty wide open story to tell, a lot of possible directions to go. So really, as we're just starting the ball and seeing who has what ideas and starting to think about what we might want to do.
Well, it's almost 4 months from publication date, and like you said, it had this magazine and this issue in particular, big following. We cannot wait to see and hear what happens.
Me too.
Alex Rawls is the guest editor of the 2012 music issue of the Oxford American. The issue is scheduled to be available December 1st. You can read him. His blog is myspiltmilk.com. Alex Rawls, thank you so much for your time.